There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
As ever, on a Sunday morning, we're talking sport now, normally with one of the two co-hosts of Sports Tonight, either Chris McCarty or Robbie Greenfield. Both of them, though, are not here. Both of them are in Manchester for the final game of the Premier League season, which me, and this is like getting on a plane and you're expected to turn right and they say, excuse me, sir, we've changed your seat, and you get to turn left. We've been upgraded today because we have Danny Norton in the studio.
I'm not sure it's quite like that, but I appreciate the sentiment.
They are not here to defend themselves, Danny. Just take it and move on. Let's talk about sport. We should start then with the Premier League. That's where the boys are today. Yeah. It finishes today. It's the final game of the Premier League. Now, we know that Manchester City, with the help of our friends in Abu Dhabi, won the title weeks ago. What, for you, is the big talking point of the final day of the UK or the English Premier League football season?
Okay, so the main thing that's really up for grabs today is that final Champions League spot. Liverpool host Brighton. That's a game that you can hear live and exclusive here on Dubai Eye 103.8 from 6 o'clock. Chelsea go to Newcastle. Now, the Reds, Liverpool, are 2 points ahead of the Blues of Chelsea, so a win would secure fourth for them, but even a draw would realistically also do the same thing because they've got a far superior goal difference, 42 to 27 there. So 15 goals for Chelsea to make up.
But it's all academic, Danny, because Liverpool are going to win the Champions League in a couple of weeks' time and therefore qualify anyway.
Stop trying to jinx us, Richard. I know that's your goal as a United fan, but, you know, Liverpool will go into that Champions League final in 2 weeks' time as vast underdogs to Real Madrid. So it's still important for Liverpool to wrap up this final spot here today, even just to maybe take the pressure off going into Kiev. But, you know, I know a lot of listeners might be, you know, listening to us talk here, Liverpool hosting Brighton at Anfield and thinking, well, it's a foregone conclusion. But Liverpool haven't been in the best form of late in the Premier League. They've taken just 2 points from the last three games. They drew to Stoke and West Brom, who've already been relegated, and then lost to Chelsea last week, whereas Chelsea have been in good form. Brighton also, they beat Manchester United a few weeks ago. Sorry to remind you about that one. They also drew at Tottenham Hotspur as well. So even though it's unlikely, you can't rule out Brighton maybe pulling off an upset. And as long as Chelsea do things there, end up at Newcastle, then they are still in with a shout.
We'll be tuning in to find out about that. Let's just quickly wrap up football. I mean, to be honest, the English soccer leagues this season, it's not been a vintage season, has it? Because they've all been done and dusted really far too early. Paris in France, Barcelona in Spain, Manchester City in England, and Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga, which has really only left the Italian league, Serie A, with any kind of intrigue.
Absolutely, and they play tonight actually as well. So as well as the Premier League tonight, you've got Italian Serie A to look forward to. Juventus go to Roma. Juventus have pretty much also already wrapped up the title there because, you know, the 6 points ahead of Napoli with two games remaining with a vastly superior goal difference again. But going to Roma will be a tough one tonight, but then Napoli have also got a tough game away to Sampdoria, so it's not been the most enthralling of title races in any of the European leagues.
Yeah, I guess not a vintage season perhaps in terms of title closeness and races, but I think you have to stand back in awe and just look at the number of goals that Man City have scored and how they've dominated and think, you know, we are watching a vintage team. Perhaps it hasn't been a vintage race, but this is a brilliant performance by Man City. You can't underrate that.
Absolutely, and I think they're the kind of team who we will appreciate more in the future when we look back on this time, because if they win today, they are at Southampton, then they will be the first team to reach 100 points in the Premier League as well, which is an incredible achievement. It really is, for a 38-game season.
I think it was Liverpool who last had that record, didn't they? But on more games,
on more
about
games.
Four more games.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it's been remarkable. And the football that Manchester City play as well. I think Jurgen Klopp in his press conference, the Liverpool manager, described it as being from another planet altogether. And, you know, really talking about, you know, that appreciation for Man City, which maybe hasn't been there as much as it should be.
When I think of the golden days for Liverpool, I think of those sort of wonderful years in the late 70s when they won just about everything domestically and internationally. And I would imagine that these will be the golden years for Man City when people look back.
Yeah, well, the thing that Pep Guardiola himself alluded to after they wrapped up the title was they need to do it again now. They need to create their own dynasty in the same way that Liverpool did in the 70s and 80s, the same way that Manchester United did in the 1990s and noughties, and that's what Man City need to do to be really considered one of the greatest of all times.
Let's talk about cricket now, because history is being made in Malahide in the Republic of Ireland. Pakistan are touring mainly England this summer, and we've got a couple couple of test matches coming up later on this month, which I am licking my lips over. But before that, this weekend, Ireland make their debut as a test-playing nation, taking on Pakistan.
They certainly have, yeah. And no surprise, really, over in Ireland, the rain has played its part as well. It's kind of delayed proceedings, but essentially, Ireland won the toss. They let it to field first. It was we're going into day three later on today, but at stumps at the end of day two, Pakistan found themselves on 268 for six. Fahim Ashraf and Shabdab Khan reviving Pakistan after Ireland had a little bit of joy early on there. But really, it's a historic moment for Irish cricket, their first test match, and I think it's great for them to be taking on Pakistan in that first game as well. But hopefully the rain over in Ireland will dissipate for day three. We can see a little bit more action than we saw on day two.
Indian Premier League, joy for Royal Challengers Bangalore last night, defeating Delhi Daredevils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and meaning that Delhi Daredevils are now out of contention for the playoffs for this season as well. Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers combining really to knock the Daredevils out of the Indian Premier League this season. They won by 5 wickets, Royal Challengers Bangalore finishing on 187 for 5. Delhi Daredevils not able to surpass that target, only finishing on 181 for 4.
And an honourable mention for Calcutta Knight Riders. Their total in the 44th match of the Indian Premier League, 245 for 6.
Yeah, quite remarkable really as well, and really spread out scores actually. When you look at the kind of the innings that their batsmen had, Rahane 75, Karthik for 50 as well, so really spread out, but an incredible score. That's the highest in the season so far for Kolkata Knight Riders against the Kings 11 Punjab.
Right, El Grand Prix de España. The Mercedes drivers of Valtteri Bottas and Lewis Hamilton locking out the first row at today's Spanish Grand Prix. What are you looking forward to there?
Well, I think Lewis Hamilton would be delighted to be on pole position again. Obviously got his first victory of the season last time out to overtake Sebastian Vettel in the Drivers' Championship, 4 points ahead he is so far, and kind of really showing a bit of a turnaround since the start of the season. Obviously Ferrari and Sebastian Vettel, Kimi Raikkonen having a tremendous start in the first two races, but Mercedes kind of flying back and really taking control. Lewis Hamilton, the world champion, he looked tremendous in qualifying last night over in Barcelona, so looking forward to that one. Also, a mention as well for Fernando Alonso. He put a McLaren in the top 10 for the first time this season. He will start in 8th position tonight. So interested to see how he gets on later.
I also picked up on that as a really sort of interesting side story, because they're a name. You think of F1, you think of names like McLaren, don't you? Obviously, Ferrari and others of old. But for the first time this season, it's hard to believe that they haven't been in the top 10 of qualifying at all this season.
It's remarkable. You know, a constructing team that really dominated for such a long period as well. And Fernando Alonso, you know, multiple time world champion who's really struggled, but they've had major engine issues. So delighted to see him back in the top 10 and hopefully see if he can challenge for some points.
Especially on his home turf.
Yep. Yep.
Looking at other sport happening this weekend, we've got tennis, haven't we? We've got the clay court season is rumbling on.
Yes, we certainly have a lot of tennis going on at the moment. I mean, Rafael Nadal, his clay court run has come to an end as well. Dominic Thiem defeating him in the quarterfinals. I mean, that's quite something. I think it was 50 straight sets that Rafael Nadal claimed, which is just an incredible run. But that's come to an end against Dominic Thiem, who I believe, off the top of my head, was the last player to defeat the King of Clay, Nadal, on clay. I think that was in Rome last season as well. So that's just a tremendous run. Also, Petra Kvitova winning the Madrid Open as well for a record third time as well. She defeated Kiki Bertens in three sets, 7-6, 4-6, 6-3, to claim that title there. And also, just a quick mention for golf as well. So it is, of course, the Players' Championship at Sawgrass going into the final day today. Webb Simpson, he's got a 7-shot lead, so it's hard to look past him. No players lost the Players' Championship after going into the final round with a 3-shot lead before Danny Lee of New Zealand is second. He's 2 clear of the world number one, Dustin Johnson. Also, you've got Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. They are tied for third at the moment, 1 shot further back from the world number one, Dustin Johnson.
Thank you very much indeed. Danny, very quickly, when you mentioned the Grand Prix there, that reminded me, Brandy, you'll like this, of my interview with Marshall Goldsmith, the coaching guru, which we had on earlier. He's one of the world's biggest. He was speaking in Dubai yesterday, and one of the things he says is, like a lot of these gurus, he tells you, you have to follow your dream, whatever your dream is. If it's to be a CEO, go out and become a CEO. That if your dream is to learn Spanish, you should follow your lead and learn Spanish. He said, I was giving this talk a couple of years ago and made this point, and someone in the audience stood up and said, Mr. Goldsmith, we're in Spain. We already speak Spanish. He said that was a reminder to always know your audience. Danny Norton, it's great to have you in the studio. Thanks very much indeed.
Pleasure as ever.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.